Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In Romans, in chapter 8, verse 6, there's this statement that kind of captivates everything around it. Listen to it. It says, "So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life," and listen to it, "peace." I don't know anybody that doesn't need a little peace in their life. And so the Scriptures are giving this beautiful perspective. When we let our sinful nature control our mind, we're in trouble. I mean, truly, it's not good. But letting the Spirit control our mind leads to life and peace. So if I want more peace in my life, then I am directed to let God's Spirit control not just my actions, my attitudes, but my mind. And you know, when the Lord talks about our need to have the renewing of our mind, I believe this is at the heart of it, where we allow God's Spirit to control our mind, and it leads to peace. So join me as we pray today. God, today, would you grant inside my soul at the parts that are weakest and most vulnerable an massive amount of peace? Would you step into my life today, and would you point out my sinful nature and where it is having control of my mind, and replace that with your presence and your Spirit? And now, my friend, tell the Lord two things today to start moving in that direction that you're grateful for. I'll be right back. Lord, we're grateful that we can tell you we're grateful. We're more grateful that you hear us, and out of that, we begin the journey of discovering life and peace. Friend, I want to give you a couple of moments and let him speak that into your life so that he can control your mind today. Give him the power and the willingness to lay down. Go ahead. Lay it all down. Let him give you that direction and that peace in your life. I'll be back in a couple of moments. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life, and here he is, peace. And we all need a little more peace in our life. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.